producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
They lose this game to Miami, then what? I mean, then what do you say? Now what's the excuse? It's going to be tough enough as it is, and whatever air they've got left in the balloon completely comes out if they lose to Miami. And, you know, the Carolina game, I think if you look at Dallas, if you know, coming into the year, you know, yeah, we thought, and I still believe this, if Romo hadn't gone down, then they would have this division just about locked up. But having said that, I think their problems, at least over the last 7 weeks, have run deeper than the quarterback. You know, now he's going to inject a lot of life into this group, and we'll see how that plays out. And I think that Dallas, even though now all these teams do play on Thursdays, I do think, you know, when you play at home on Thanksgiving, that's a huge advantage.
I agree.
There's NFL Hall of Famer Troy Aikman talking to sports host Mike Francesca about the Dallas Cowboys and their upcoming games this Sunday and then again on Thanksgiving Day. So football, what's happening on the Thanksgiving Classics, sports talk in general, and number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, which goes on the air every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our TRCS for the week ending Friday, November the 20th, reviewing the top 10 talk topics. Talkers Magazine in on the action. My staff is in on the action. So we have surveyed, canvassed the talk radio industry this past week, monitoring a lot of talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across this great country of ours to determine what the list ought to be. And you're going to hear it if you stick around for the entire hour from number 10 to number 1. So we just took care of number 10. Let's keep going.
Number 9.
The sort of continuing focus, this is a business money story about Black Friday spending, what your habits are, what are we going to do to get ready for the Christmas season in terms of buying. Here is radio talk host Barry Armstrong, who has on with him USA Today's Matt Granite. They discuss the economic mess that used to be known as Black Friday, but which really started this year a number of weeks ago.
When does Black Friday actually begin?
Well, in terms of retailers, it began October 22nd, well before Halloween.
Okay.
They're desperate. They did not sell what they expected Black Friday. So they've liquidated. They don't know what to do with their stock. They've destroyed Black Friday as we know it, and it's become this abysmal bliss of bargains and items that you would never buy and items that are actually marked up at better prices in July. It is a complete mess, and that's really confused a lot of consumers as we approach through that holiday season.
Is Amazon still the leader in terms of this effort?
Amazon is the leader in terms of PR.
Okay.
They're sort of like Apple, right? When Apple does something, we all, whether or not we even like them, drop what we're doing to talk about it. Amazon is the master of wonderful Black Friday PR releases. I think within the last 24 hours, they made another announcement. They're going to have another deal every 5 minutes between now and Black Friday. And if you look at a lot of their prices, they're limited stock items that a lot of people would never buy. It's sort of what they did to us on Prime Day. There were some great items, but you have to sift through a lot of other items to actually locate the savings. So they're good, but their prices changes, you know, sometimes every other minute, and it's very difficult to identify their good deals.
So if you're shopping on Amazon, do you need to look at the same items on other sites in order to ensure that you're getting a good deal?
You do. Just as you would go through a grocery store and look at one item on one aisle and then the other item below it, a lot of people when they're shopping online don't adopt that same approach. Mm-hmm. We sort of depend heavily upon one retailer that we like. But Black Friday is a hit-and-miss situation across the board. It's great that Macy's wants to get you in on Thanksgiving, and they're going to keep the deals going through Cyber Monday, but there's certain items you would buy there and completely different items you would buy at Walmart. You really have to pick and choose your retailers accordingly, or you can actually spend 400% more on Black Friday than you would shopping other days of the year based on a couple of studies we ran.
Number 8.
Number 8 item or issue, depending on which terminology you want to use here on the countdown, is the sentencing of bad guy Jared Fogel. Remember, he worked with the Subway restaurants. He was their pitchman. Here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about Fogel being sentenced to 15 years for the child pornography charges.
His lawyer wanted 5 years. 5 years in prison.
That's outrageous.
It is.
That is ridiculous.
He was sentenced to more than 15 years, and I still don't think that's enough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. 5 years from his lawyer is insulting. I know his lawyer has to try to get this ex-Subway guy the best deal that he can. This guy deserves to be thrown in jail for a long time. And so the judge sentenced Fogel. After he pleaded guilty to one count, each of traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor and distribution and receipt of child pornography, it's not 5 years, it's 15. And I think, if I remember correctly, that's more than even the defense was asking.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that we have a judge that came out here.
The prosecutor.
He's the defense. He's on defense.
Right.
The prosecutor tried to get 12.
Yeah.
12 years. And the judge said, yeah, I can do a little bit better than that. Let's do 15. Now, see, this is what I hope, though. I hope that they keep him in jail for 15 years. Because a lot of the time, they let people out. Now, maybe not with this... With this type of egregious acts that he did, maybe they'll keep him in. But it just seems that you go to jail and you're there for a little bit and you never finish the sentence. This guy's got to stay there for 15 years. And if it were me, I'd never let him out of jail, because if you're a pedophile, you'll always be a pedophile, and you can't beat your sick addiction.
I'd stick you
in jail, and I'd leave your rear end there.
Yeah, there's already there's been a number of known pedophiles who have said, you know, you can tell us, you can try to teach us, you can do all kinds of therapy, but we're hardwired this way. It's not as though after 14 years and when he's in prison, he's going to see the error of his ways and come out. And that's what I'm worried about. He's in his mid to late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
14 years, he can still come out in his 50s. And why doesn't he just go to Thailand? Why doesn't he go to some foreign country and do this all over again? And I had no idea that they found 14 victims.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, and not that I was trying to diminish it, but you're telling me 14 victims, you get 15 years. That's about a year for every victim.
Terrible.
That is way too, that's too, it's not enough. And I thought that the judge should have given more.
All right, so comments if you choose. Doug@DougStefan.com is a good way to get through to me and the people that are responsible for putting the countdown together. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with number 7 up next.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electrics this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Number seven. Number seven item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on this summit going on this week. Here's host Gary Rivers talking to correspondent Alistair Wanklin about the president's trip to the Philippines for the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit.
He also took on China, did he not, and called on them to stop construction in those disputed islands?
He did, but the question is, what can you do to prevent them doing that? They control those islets. America clearly has no appetite to send a military force to oust the Chinese from those islets, and they are going to continue building up the little military bases. That's what we assume they will be. That, of course, spooks neighbors in the region, Philippines in particular, but also nations like Japan. They are concerned that this is going to give China greater capacities in the future, and it's vexing for them to see it taking place under their eyes with no one able to prevent it.
Hey, President Obama, did I hear right? He also took some time in his schedule to talk with the owner of Alibaba, that huge, monstrous retail site from China?
He did. There was a forum yesterday. It was a summit of CEOs. The Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, and one of the world's wealthiest men, he was there. President Obama spoke to him. It was actually about the environment, and that was clearly timed ahead of the upcoming Paris climate talks. Jack Ma says he's spending some of his money on research into climate solutions, and President Obama was urging companies to put the environment first. That was just one of about four major events he took part in yesterday. The rest of them, of course, were head of state level meetings, bilateral meetings, and summit style meetings. And concluded with an APEC dinner, and that was quite fun to witness. They had an exotic menu, including a Philippine delicacy, which apparently is duck embryos. Now that was an option apparently at the dinner, and we're not sure if President Obama had that. But then there was also entertainment, and one of the members of the Black Eyed Peas was performing there. So he's had quite a range of things to do during his time here, but he will be taking off tomorrow after a four-day visit, and then spending 2 days in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia before heading home.
Imagine eating that. Excuse me, I'm a little distracted by the description of what there was to eat there. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. There are 21 Pacific Rim economies that are a part of this. And as you know, the president's trying to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed, which, from this person's point of view, is probably the worst piece of legislation, especially in how it affects where you get your food, how you get your food, and what food you get. So if you haven't called your congressman yet and told him to vote against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, perhaps this reminder will be good for you to take some action on that. At 21 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a personal thought on the countdown.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
At number six this week on the countdown, the Charlie Sheen situation. His announcement on the Today Show that he has the HIV virus. Here's talk host Doug McIntyre with entertainment reporter Amy Elkon. They discuss the sort of twists and turns in the saga of Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen did go on the Today Show and announced that he's HIV positive.
I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive.
Have you knowingly, or even perhaps unknowingly, transmitted the HIV virus to someone else since your diagnosis?
Impossible.
I'm just loving this story. It just gets more and more absurd that the stuff Charlie Sheen is saying and his dad is saying.
I'm so proud of my son!
I know. I love, he said he saluted his courage. Okay, when we think of courage under fire, we don't think of a guy who gives in, you know, to tabloid speculation and being tired of paying hush money, and so he comes out with some kind of statement because of that. You know, courage under fire is that dog that went into the building in Paris and got blown up.
Yeah. Even that's not necessarily courage. That's training. But I will give you that we have very odd definitions of courage today across the board. But I'm not even sure what to make of this. I mean, you know, when the story started showing up that there was speculation that a Hollywood A-lister was HIV positive, but no names were mentioned, I didn't report the story because I thought, well, it's not fair to just engage in the speculation game, although every single person on the planet was saying Charlie Sheen.
Right. I heard that, too. You know, and the thing is, about these women who had sex with them, they all say, you know, you see them coming out saying, I didn't know, he didn't tell me. And really, what says where this is going in terms of what's going to happen, I think he's pretty screwed. Anybody who gets Gloria Allred off Bill Cosby, you know, that's something. It's like when the dinosaurs were rumbling and they saw a bigger dinosaur to rumble with. You know, so I think that there's going to be some big stuff coming down the pike on him.
Oh, well, I would probably guess that if he's willing to acknowledge on the Today Show that he had unprotected sex with two people, and I don't understand for the life of me, I just don't get this idea that, but my doctor, they were under the care of my doctor.
What does that mean?
Does that mean that they were already infected themselves so that he was having sex with people who were already HIV positive? I mean, I can't, you know, but again, I couldn't follow any of the stuff, the whole tiger blood and, you know, I mean, winning that whole tour that he went on while he was clearly in the throes of some kind of mental breakdown. I couldn't follow anything that was being said, so I'm not sure diagramming the sentences of Charlie Sheen is really a worthwhile pursuit.
Right, yeah, and what you have to look at with the women who are with him, now nobody, you know, should get HIV or be exposed to it the way they were, but the psychologist, the late psychologist Nathaniel Brandon told me that people will tell you what they're about if you're willing to listen, and these women, I suspect, closed their ears because of all of his wealth and celebrity, and Charlie Sheen was not a really hard person to figure out that he was a really sociopathic guy.
All right, so from the food for thought department, with all of this focus on Charlie Sheen and the HIV announcement, think about this for a moment. Has it always been that the names associated with HIV have been men? Anybody recollect a woman coming forward to say, or someone discovering that a woman had the HIV virus? I believe that it's possible for both men and women to have it, and women to be transmitters as well as men. There was some speculation that Kim Cattrall, who is playing a role in London, may have had some unspecified health problem. How many people went right to, she's got a sexually transmitted disease? That's food for thought. 28 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's review, shall we, where we are at this point, halfway through the countdown for this week. Most talked about items on News Talk radio stations. We recap from number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio. Pretty much the usual bill of fare at this time of year. NFL action getting close to the, well, it's not the end of the season. I think about halfway through the season. Who's on top, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the issues? Number 9 is the consideration of Black Friday, which happens next week, but I guess with some retailers it's been happening for a couple of weeks. Number 8, the sentencing of Jared Fogle, cur that he is. That's my anecdotal overview of the guy. 15 years, maybe not enough. Also, reminder that any comments you have about what's on the program can be sent along to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Apex Summit, number 7 on the countdown. And Charlie Sheen's big announcement is number 6.
Number 5.
So, the number 5 position occupied by yet another police shooting, this one in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here's Talk Host David Lee with correspondent Susie Jones about the latest protest following the recent shooting of that unarmed black man by a police officer in the city of Minneapolis.
Give us the latest.
Well, Dave, there was a group of protesters who had camped out in the vestibule here at the 4th Precinct. So I'm in North Minneapolis, right on Plymouth. And they were all inside the front entryway, and police decided to remove them for safety reasons to let people be able to get into the building. And when they did that, there was a big clash between the protesters and police. Bricks were thrown, and it really escalated quickly into the evening. Mace was used by police and by some protesters. Police cars were damaged, so it was quite the scene here last night. Police did not arrest anyone, but it was very tense for much of the evening. Now, just to give you an update, I'm here this morning. It's very quiet. There are about 6 tents set up out in the front yard here, and people are sleeping. There are several campfires, a lot of food, a lot of garbage and broken glass. You can clearly see, Dave, something happened here last night, but it is calm at this point.
Susie, what do we know about the shooting? It seems to be one of the points of argument is, were there handcuffs involved or not?
Right, and at this point, the newest information we have is that a union leader for the police union said that Jamar Clark was reaching for the gun of one of the officers involved in an altercation. That was the newest information, but as far as those handcuffs you asked about, the BCA did talk about that the other day and said there were handcuffs near the scene, but the specifics of that are still not known, and that really is the crux of this, is was he or was he not restrained? A lot of witnesses say he was.
Any video of it?
A lot of different angles, different video. The BCA, Drew Evans, also said they didn't have one video that showed everything, so they're looking at video. The protesters want to see the video, but the investigators say they don't want to jeopardize their investigation, so they're keeping that video under wraps as they continue to move their way through this. Also, Dave, you remember the FBI is also investigating this, so pretty tense situation last night, but right now it looks pretty calm from where I sit here in front of the police station.
Number four item, the continuing focus on who will the next president of the United States be. The affiliate that carries our program in Wilmington, Delaware is WDEL, and one of the hosts there, Alan Ludell, here talks to CBS political editor Steve Chigaris about Donald Trump's recent attacks aimed at Ben Carson.
He didn't do it in that fourth Republican debate in Milwaukee, but Donald Trump has been viciously attacking Dr. Ben Carson on the campaign trail in Iowa, and also saying how stupid are the people of Iowa that they would be attracted to this guy. I know we keep saying this, but the likes of this we've never seen in a presidential campaign before.
Yeah, I can't even come up with an example of where we've seen anything like this before. It's just for us, it's entertaining, but I can only imagine what voters are thinking as they see this stuff.
Well, maybe he just solidifies his following because they're obviously attracted to that. Now, whether he's able to win any other people by suggesting the people of Iowa are, somehow dim is another question.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's more than just that. I think it's sort of the attack on Carson and where he did it, which are sort of the red flags for me. And again, I've been surprised as to how resilient Trump has been to all these things that he's been saying over the summer and into the fall. But this one specifically raises a couple of red flags in the sense that Ben Carson is a guy who's pretty popular in Iowa. He is attractive to evangelical voters, which are a big chunk of voters in Iowa. But also, he has very low unfavorable ratings. He has the lowest unfavorables and the highest favorables of any of the candidates. And so for Trump to come after him specifically in a place like Iowa that really looks for the candidates to be a bit more respectful to each other, I'm interested to see what kind of effect that will have in Iowa.
Will be interesting. Meanwhile, there's a page one story, Washington Post, I'm sure you've seen. Quote, less than 3 months before the kickoff Iowa caucuses, there is growing anxiety bordering on panic among Republican elites about the dominance and durability of Donald Trump and Ben Carson, and widespread bewilderment over how to defeat them. You know, I'm starting to think maybe the Republican establishment kept thinking that these guys would be like Herman Cain. Of course, Herman Cain got fried in a sex scandal, but that they would be just temporary flavor of the month candidates, and they haven't been, Steve.
No, they haven't been, and they're taking up literally half of Republican primary voters support. And so you've got two of these guys who, like you said, I think the establishment just figured at some point this was going to fade and people would start to really pay close attention to the other establishment type candidates in the race. And it just hasn't been happening. And then they look at the establishment candidates and who's there. So Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, they're not gaining much traction in comparison. And then they see the other person that's sort of waiting in the wings is Ted Cruz, who is not, the establishment is not a big fan of. So you have two guys who are taking up a lot of the oxygen and another guy, Ted Cruz, who's poised to take up some oxygen.
I mean, you would think they would just rally around Rubio. I mean, that's the closest they're going to get.
You would think. But, you know, Rubio has his own issues, and you're starting to see this week people really going after Marco Rubio, and there's a lot of questions. I think there's a reason why the establishment is nervous.
Number three, speaking of being nervous, the war on Well, it says here ISIS. I'm not using that term on my radio program anymore. ISIM is how I'm referring to him, because ISIS, as it turns out, was an Egyptian goddess who is quite prominent and quite revered by Middle Easterners, Muslims, Egyptians, and those who live in other countries in the Middle East. So I feel, as many people have pointed out to me once I started looking at this, ISIS is not a good term. ISIL is giving them more credit than they deserve. So as we all seem to want to ice them, let's just call them ISIM. Anyway, here are our hosts Rick Daniels and Jane Foy talking to analyst Mike Lyons about the military plans and the strategy being employed against the bad guys of the Middle East.
What is actually going on the military side of this ISIS crisis?
Yeah, it looks like the French and the Russians are attacking Al-Aqsa during the day. The United States continues to attack at night. The Pentagon, there's a little bit of a disconnect, I think, happening right now between the Pentagon administration, what they're saying, what they're doing. This whole issue yesterday of trying to justify now why all of a sudden we're hitting oil trucks, to me, doesn't pass the common sense test. They made some kind of claim that the pilots were studying how to do this. The rules of engagements have changed. They're claiming that, well, now they're guaranteed that they're ISIS drivers. They're dropping leaflets on these guys. You know, again, we're making all these excuses for really not doing what we've ever been doing before.
And, you know what, I'm so glad to talk to you, because I've had this question since the weekend when France started their bombings. I mean, within 24, 48 hours after this attack in Paris, they had announced that they had bombed in Raqqa a recruitment center, a jihadi training center.
A depot.
All these things. Why in the last year and a half have we not bombed any of these things?
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is, if you're a pilot on one of those missions and you fly over these targets and you haven't dropped your ordnance because of some rule of engagement, there might be a civilian in the area or something, you know, you're just put yourself at risk to go out there and do this and return without accomplishing the mission. So, I don't know. I think, again, it just gets back to, we didn't want to have this collateral damage. We tried to, we're so focused on rebuilding this, and, you know, not having an infrastructure in place so it doesn't have to be rebuilt when it's over, but it's a war zone. It's going to have to be rebuilt. And we act like if to be rebuilt, it's going to be rebuilt with a better technology anyway. So we need to take this capability away from ISIS so they can't make money out of it. And when the time comes to rebuild it, we'll get it rebuilt.
Meanwhile, the oil fields for where they're getting the oil is in Iraq. Am I correct in that?
It is, and that's the other thing, is in the northern part of Iraq there, and this is where these countries end up fighting with each other, because they literally drill sideways into the ground. But a lot of it is up where the Kurds are in the northern part of Iraq. And so, you know, you by also cutting the, if you destroy some of those fields, you're not destroying the oil fields, you're destroying the refinery capability, you're destroying the capability of them taking out of the ground. If you do that, again, you cut off their ability to make money, but it also cuts off their supply lines, and they can't reinforce each other. So this should have been done 6 months ago. I'm not sure, again, I haven't got a straight answer from anyone in the Pentagon about why that hasn't been the case.
Huh, no straight answers from the Pentagon. What a shocker, huh? Food for Thought, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. It's a weekly event. Hopefully you stick around for the entire hour or the entire couple of hours the program is on, because we have lots of different spins on the conversations, including an overview of what is number two on this week's countdown, which will come up right after these words here on the TRCS.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Get a plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Number 2.
Okay, let's focus on some of the more serious things that have attacked our attention this week. And speaking of attacks, the Paris attack certainly had us all talking. Here is host Susan Rose with her partner John Zach talking to former Homeland Security agent Steve McMartin about the raids in Paris and Belgium this week, including the reports that the man who led the attack last week was killed.
The man suspected of plotting the terror attacks in Paris is dead. The identification was made more than 24 hours after a police raid at outside a Paris apartment building. What's your reaction to that, Steve?
Well, I'm not surprised. If you think back to the Boston Marathon bombing, you remember how quickly law enforcement not only identified the suspects there, but were able to apprehend one of them.
Steve, what does ISIS do when a leader like Abu Aoud is eliminated? Does the group plan to retaliate, or do they simply move on with a network of seemingly countless others who want to step in?
Well, you have to remember that the definition or the structure of a terrorist cell, a terrorist organization, is generally a number of independent cells that have little communication in between them, and only the necessary communication with the top of the organization for them to carry out their particular assignment. So the problem with this situation is, although it's nice to know that they got the mastermind, so to speak, of the attacks, we really only cut off one small head of the Hydra here.
Yeah, there's always another terrorist ready to step up, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Steve, you know, related to this, all of this, is the new threat for New York City from an ISIS video. I mean, is their capability the same in this country as it is in Europe?
I think their capability is equal. It may not be the same. I don't know that they would have the access, for example, to explosives that they have in Europe. But with the different options that they would have for an attack here, I think they are equally as much of a danger.
But you're not just making a threat. Puts people on edge. It frightens them.
Well, that's correct. That's the reason for that video, actually, was to frighten. It's not a forewarning. It's not alerting New York that they're coming. The danger to New York today is the same as the danger to New York was Thursday, November 12th.
Hey, would you go to New York City right now if you had the opportunity?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. My son lives in New York City, travels in and out of Manhattan, and he's asked me about this. All I can tell him is that you need to kind of raise your own level of personal awareness and remember that saying, which I hate to keep repeating, but if you see something, say something.
French artists this weekend, cultural figures calling for people to mark a week since the start of the attacks with the outpouring of noise and light. Call going out on social media under the Twitter hashtag 21 hours 20, or 9:20 p.m. the time the attacks began on November 13th. Something interesting going on over there. This is not going to be easily forgotten for sure. Number one up next on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, so we've got number one in our focus now as we cap off this study of the hot hits of News Talk Radio this week, the Syrian refugee crisis, the situation in Europe, and how it may impact us here in America as well. Here's Radio Talk's Wayne Cabot with Congressman Bill Pascrell from New Jersey. They discuss the reasons that the congressman voted against this week's House bill on blocking Syrian refugees from coming into our country.
Your vote is no. Why?
Well, because I have lived in Paterson, New Jersey all my life. I know Syrian Americans. They've been great patriots, served in all the wars. In fact, the American Legion post that I belonged to is a Syrian American post, and that was the John Rat post. The difference between Syrian refugees and many others, they're being hooked up with families that already live here throughout the United States of America, including our own area. I pledge to defend the country from outside and inside. That's what the part of the oath is. So I don't want to betray our values.
Right. And you have no fear that there could be some gaps in the current system where some jihadists might find their way in, as apparently happened in France.
When the administration has done a poor job of communicating to the public what are the procedures that one needs to go through, the 13 steps. I mean, it takes 2 to 3 years to get into the United States, and then there's further steps when you get here. So when you see what they have to go through, these refugees, mostly women and children, who've got nowhere to go, or they only have the clothes that's on their back, they've been displaced by war. We've had 2,100 people have all been vetted. Not one person has had any problem with our security force, whether it be the FBI, whether it be the Homeland Security, whether it be the State Department.
Are they really mostly women and children? Did you mean that literally, of the 10,000 people who would want to come in?
Most of them are women and children. I met a few of them. We can't turn our back on these people.
Congressman, the governor of your state does not want to bring in these refugees. Can Chris Christie stop them?
He's the governor of New Jersey, by the way.
Well, I know he's been in Iowa a lot lately and in New Hampshire a lot lately, yet he still, of course, has...
Well, if I was running for president, I'd be in Iowa, too. But, I mean, he pops his head up every time he thinks he can score a political point. You know what? Not on the backs of people anymore. We had enough of you, governor, in New Jersey. And the rest of the people are having enough with you right now.
So there's the first half of this overview of the situation with the Syrian refugees. Here's Talk Host Dave Ross with legal analyst Rob McKenna about the growing number of governors that say they will not accept Syrian refugees in their states.
What authority does the governor of a state have to say, no, we're not going to accept refugees?
Governors don't have any such authority. The U.S. Constitution says that only the federal government can decide who comes in and out of the country. And once someone is legally within our borders, they have complete freedom of movement. States can't throw up barriers to prevent folks from crossing across state lines. For example, once someone's in Oregon legally, they have every right to come to Washington and vice versa.
What about the politics behind this? It seems like somebody's reading polls somewhere that show that Americans in general aren't ready to welcome these refugees.
The news from Paris that one of the terrorists was found with a Syrian passport, which may have been fake, but who is apparently believed to have come into France or Belgium with a wave of Syrian refugees. You know, whether that's actually true or not, we don't know, but that's the news right now. That's given people a lot of pause. The ISIS organization, the ISIL organization is pretty ruthless and pretty clever. So there's worry that they'll insert operatives into the waves of refugees coming in. At the same time, it seems to me the numbers we're talking about here aren't that great. If there are 10,000 who are being admitted to the U.S., that's not that big a number. And, you know, you can pretty quickly eliminate a large number of them as being potential threats just by looking at their profiles. And then you focus on the profiles basically based on age and gender, you know, young males, unattached, no family. And you can zero in on them. That's an even smaller number, which should allow adequate vetting on a fairly expedited basis. And then if necessary, some sort of process to keep an eye on them once they get here by having them check in, for example.
In reviewing the hot topics this past week, we have listed them, in fact, for your convenience at DougStephan.com with a question. Which one here is the most important one for you? The top 10 talk topics, including the refugee crisis, the Paris attacks, the war in the Middle East, what's going on in the presidential race, the police, Charlie Sheen, all of these sorts of things that are on the minds of lots of people. How much of this is on your mind, or what of all of these things is the most prominent thing on your mind? Let us know by going to DougStephan.com and, in essence, voting for, or just clicking on one of the 10 items there so that we can report on it the coming week. It's Thanksgiving week coming up. We'll be here anyway next week. Another report to you on the top topics of the week in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.